And all of a sudden, one of the curtains starts leaning towards me. But it wasn't in the shape of a curtain. It was the shape. It was like a figure, like a body. And it was leaning towards me and reaching. And the closer it got, the louder the breathing got.
That ain't no sleep paralysis, my guy. That's exorcism.
The louder
that's insidious.
Before we scare these viewers away.
Wait, hold up. Yeah, this man's possessed. Yo, that ain't no damn sleep paralysis.
Welcome back, everyone. This episode is brought to you by Apostrophe. And this is a special edition of the Last to Leave podcast. We're having wine night. I'm Jalen.
I'm Liz.
I'm Sebastian.
Javier.
And we're going to get to it, you guys. Welcome back. All right. If you guys remember last time, we talked about how some of us are more productive at night. I'm not one of those people.
That would be Liz
and Javier. So I'm going to let them take it.
Wait, how do you know that?
You said it last time.
I wasn't even here last time.
Last podcast.
Yes, you were.
Huh?
Yes, you were.
No, okay. I came on the first podcast, not the second one.
You were literally.
Whatever, bro. Anyway, Liz, take it away, girl.
What the hater?
Y'all, so what are we doing tonight? What do we have in front of us? We're going to relax. We're going to just have a nice conversation. Very nice, deep, late night conversation.
Wine.
Wine and dine.
Wine and charcuterie board.
Yeah. Do you guys actually like wine?
Yes.
No.
I don't like wine.
Listen, let me put y'all onto something, okay? Wine is a very sophisticated drink.
Oh, no.
Seb's over here. He's got a White Claw and a wine glass.
It's water. It's water. It's water, everybody.
That's water.
So shout out to him for doing that. But no, I personally think wine is like one of the best alcoholic drinks you can have.
Mm.
One, I think it's a very like, it's such a different taste from regular alcohol, obviously, because it's different. But I think it just, it feels so much better when you're drinking it. Like, I don't feel like I'm drinking a bunch of sugary, nasty, you know, bourbon or whiskey or vodka. It's more sophisticated, more natural, smooth, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. I definitely agree. I mean, it doesn't taste like tequila shots. That's
it's made
sure.
of grapes.
Because when you take shots, you know what you're taking shots for. That's why you take a shot. You don't take a shot because it tastes good.
No, right.
You take a shot.
So that's where wine comes into play, though, because you're like, man, I want to get a little tipsy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It controls it.
Without you know, feeling like butt or tasting.
Mm-hmm.
It's the perfect amount of tipsy.
Yeah. Pour a glass, bro. There's yours right there. That one hasn't been touched.
The wine?
Javier, you got to have one, bro.
Yeah, I had one before.
Bro.
No, actually, this white wine tastes so good. It's so light. Oh, my God. It's so light.
Javier's not drinking during this podcast because he's already drunk.
So do you guys know like the like quote unquote attributes of wine? Like
I do not.
Okay, so there's like dry wines. There's obviously white and red. There's pink. There's all sorts of different wines. So red is more of like a dry wine, which is very hard to get used to. That's why a lot of people don't really like it, because it literally tastes dry when you drink it. Versus white wine is not as dry at all.
Mm-hmm. I think that's literally why I don't like it. It's way too dry for me.
Yeah.
Way too much.
We really going into the science of wine?
Yes.
Yeah, bro.
My mom would be going,
please get a glass, bro.
Y'all
please
tripping.
Get a glass.
I can't wait.
You just gotta sip it, bro.
I sipped.
It's very delightful.
Gosh, bro. Anyway. All right. So we got our wine, charcuterie board. You guys ever had charcuterie boards?
I have.
What is
I
that?
Am such a fan.
What is Javier, bro?
Javier, come on.
Do you
get
live
it together?
In a basement?
Yeah. You know what I do?
All right.
I just dance, go to sleep, dance, go to sleep, dance, go to sleep, wake up, dance.
Well, today you're trying wine.
You act like I haven't drank wine in my whole life. I drank wine. I know what wine tastes like, especially the red one. That red, I know what it tastes like.
Well, if you started with red, yeah, you're probably not going to like wine.
Have you tried white wine?
No.
I have a feeling you'd like it more than red.
Does it taste like wine? Like, there's a certain taste wine has. It always tastes the same. I don't know for me. I don't know what it is. It's like that aftertaste. It's the same for all of them.
Mm.
Yeah. It, like, makes your mouth dry.
It's not that. It's just, like, a taste. There's a certain taste, you know? Like, just like every liquor has the liquor taste, you know?
Yeah. No, I get it.
Am I wrong? I know.
Yeah.
Really?
All right. Anyway.
So
we learned about
anyway.
Wine.
Haters.
Anyway.
So wine's kind of like being a creator, you know?
No way. No, you did not just do that. You are
listen, listen.
Yo,
listen.
That's terrible.
So we were talking about okay, go ahead, Seth. Go ahead.
Because wine makes me think more just like.
No, it doesn't.
Makes me be more.
You know. We were talking about how some people are more productive at night and some people are more productive in the morning. Javier and Liz, you guys said you're more productive at night. Now, is that mainly content creating wise or is that just in general?
In general, to be honest.
Well, I can't wake up in the morning. That's the problem. So what happens is whatever I have to do, for some reason I get it done is at nighttime. And then later on, and I don't know, it's peaceful. It's like quiet. It's like the moment where no one is like making noise.
Completely
anymore.
Agree. I get the best ideas at night.
And bro. It's like your intimate moment with yourself.
But sometimes that's the worst because you get the good ideas, but you're so tired. You can't get out of
bro.
Bed.
I have bursts of energy at night. It's really
I
bad.
Wish you guys would get up at like 5 or 6 a.m.
I've done that before and it works for me.
It's
also.
A sin.
That's what today. I'm saying. That's why it works so well. Because, Javier, you just said it's nice and quiet. There's peace and quiet.
Yeah,
bro,
it's the same.
If you get up at 5 a.m., 5:30 a.m., and you go outside and go do something productive, you will feel so amazing.
What if I told you we're both up at the same time and you don't even know it? Except I haven't slept yet and you slept and woke up.
Yeah, but then you slept the whole day and you wasted it a day.
Damn.
The man never sleeps.
No, because my day is the afternoon and night. And night.
Okay.
I don't know. It's just like more like... The day's over. We get to like, I don't know. It's just peaceful. It's just me.
It is peaceful.
Yeah.
And you know, like, don't get me wrong.
Okay.
I just love the nighttime. Yeah. I love the nighttime.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not good at sleeping. I hate
the sun.
I don't think any of us are probably good at sleeping. Like as a content creator.
No.
Too many thoughts go into my head.
Literally.
Yep.
Too many ideas running through our minds all the time.
Yeah, it is really difficult for me to go to sleep. So I got to wait until I'm like really, really tired.
I feel that 100%. You know. I feel that, bro.
Does anybody else get like 8 hours of sleep as they're supposed to and wake up extra tired?
That's my goal.
That's your problem.
Starting this month.
That's really? The thing, though. If you sleep a lot, you get more.
I get more tired. I mean, when I sleep about 4 or 5 hours, I wake up so energized and I can actually make it throughout the entire day. But when I sleep 8 to 10 hours, like we're supposed to, I wake up so tired.
Do you know why that is?
I have no idea.
It's because your body doesn't.
It's called lazy, no?
It's because your body doesn't enter REM sleep, REM sleep. And it's a stage of sleep. It's basically your deepest part of sleep. So when you only sleep for 4 or 5 hours, you may enter it for an hour maybe, but it's not as long as you should. Like you should be in REM sleep for at least like 3 hours a night, I'm pretty sure is what it is.
So Dr. Jalen, you think it's smarter to...
Jalen? Did you say Jalen?
Jalen.
I'm an alien.
Oh, so is
Jalen.
It smarter to be...
What's up, Jalen?
Sleep 4 to 5 hours or more than 10 hours?
You should sleep... More than 10.
Or like 8 to 10.
You should definitely try and get anywhere from... And like with our age group, I think it's like 21 through like 26 or something like that. Our age group, we're supposed to get 7 to 8. Now, if you get more, that's okay as well.
What about my age group?
The more you rest... My fault, bro. I forgot you're like 35.
What?
This man looks 35.
Came for his neck. Oh my God.
He looks 35.
I'm just playing, bro. No, you're in the same demographic for sure.
Well, looks wise, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Seven to eight hours of sleep is perfect. And if you get more, that's okay.
I feel like 7 to 8 is good enough. No?
Yeah.
I feel like that's way too much.
No, it's so good. If you like do research on like how much.
No, I know that's what it's supposed to be. I'm just saying like for me, I constantly wake up so sleepy. You know? So.
Might need to see a doctor. You know
my
what I mean? Like a sleep doctor. For real. For real.
Yo, this girl having nightmares.
Sleep paralysis.
Oh, actually, let's talk about
it. I've had it one time. I've had it one time, and it was the scariest thing in my life.
Really?
Bro, so scary. It's happened to me like 3 times. Yeah. Worst thing ever happened to me.
I don't know if it was that or Javier just walked in my room in the middle of the night, but
it happened here.
Scary. I walked in and I asked him to play ping pong.
Oh, no,
this happened back in LA.
What happened?
What was your experience?
It was, you go first.
Me first.
Yeah,
why
yeah.
me first?
Let's go first.
I've had like 3 experiences of it. Wait, so
three
it's
times?
Just me and bro.
No.
Oh.
I only had it one time.
Has anybody else besides me and Seb had it?
I've never had it.
I don't want to say so anything. Scary. I don't want to jinx it.
Yeah.
You jinxed
jinx
it, Liz. You jinxed it. Nah, that's it. That's it. You're not going back. That's it.
Do you want to explain what that is to people that are like that?
Yeah, so sleep paralysis, basically what it is your body. your body falls asleep before your mind does.
That is terrible.
So basically you're sleeping, like your body can't move, but your mind is still awake.
Yeah.
So you're like awake and like you're moving your eyes, but you can't move.
You can't move.
You can't move at all.
Your body.
It's the worst. But
you think you're awake though. Like you're fully awake.
Yeah. And you're technically you're not awake.
Yeah.
Your mind is just
roaming,
messing with you basically.
What was your experience? Like, what happened?
My worst one. So I'll say my worst one. It happened to me like 3 times. And it happens to me whenever I'm really, I have stressed to be out, really, tired. Really tired and stressed.
That's how you get it.
And if I'm laying on my back, if I'm laying in any other position, I'm fine. But if I'm trying to sleep and I'm sleeping on my back, that's when it happens. The worst experience I had, I was traveling to, it was the day after Christmas. I was in Colorado and we were staying in a, this huge Airbnb. It was a mansion in, I forget where in Colorado. Anyway, so I fall asleep and we had just watched a scary movie. We had just watched, I think it was Conjuring 2. And
well, I could definitely do the job.
It's like,
right? Yo.
Yeah. It's like 5 o'clock in the morning. And I thought I was getting up. Sorry. I thought I was awake. Like I thought I was getting up.
Yeah.
But I wasn't. My body was still asleep. My mind was awake. So all of a sudden I come to and I can't move. And I wish I could describe how sleep paralysis feels, but like imagine you're tensing every muscle in your body and like screaming, but you can't move at all
or talk.
Well, I mean, or talk. I don't know. No, you can't do anything. Like everything that you are imagining is happening is in your mind.
And like, pretend like how you feel right now, like you're living in real life. That's how it feels.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So what happened was like, in this room. Kind of like
lucid dreaming in a way.
Yeah. In a way. Yeah. So in this room, there's these huge curtains, kind of like these ones, but even they were like even thicker. And so there was two of them in the corner of the room. And so I'm sleeping and I'm in sleep paralysis and I'm like trying to wake up. I'm tensing. Nothing's happening. All of a sudden, I hear a heavy breathing, like.
What? No.
Yeah, this is real.
Bro, what are you describing, bro? So serious, what is this?
And so,
this
is real. And so this happens, and I'm like, I'm still like fighting so hard to wake up, and I couldn't move. And all of a sudden, one of the curtains starts leaning towards me. But it wasn't in the shape of a curtain. It was the shape. It was like a figure, like a body. And it was leaning towards me and reaching. And the closer it got, the louder the breathing got.
That ain't no sleep paralysis, my guy. That's exorcism.
The louder
that's right, insidious.
Before we scare these viewers away.
Wait, hold up. This man's possessed. Yo, that ain't no damn sleep paralysis.
All right, before we scare these viewers away, maybe we should just switch something to a positive more note.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Damn.
That was my story.
I'm not going to say mine because I
Please
want to
say yours.
Well, it's kind of the same thing. I just woke up.
Another one?
Okay, move. And there was like something just walks in my room, you know, like a demon.
Yeah.
That's not sleep paralysis. That's sleep paralysis.
Yeah, bro.
You're looking at demons.
No, it's not like that, bro.
Anyways, okay.
This man's on Insidious.
We'll give him like a talk later because we don't want to scare the viewers away.
Anyway, it's not even October.
It's not even October.
Anyway,
do you guys usually remember your dreams after you have them?
Like 30% of the time. 30%.
I remember all of my dreams. Almost all of my dreams.
No. See, that's weird though because you said you don't sleep that much. So like. Yeah, I feel like when you're no tired idea. And stressed, you're not like your mind doesn't focus on dreams.
You know what's my thing? Jack. I don't know if it was, I don't.
Oh yeah, bring that over here, please.
My thing is, I don't remember if it's like if it was a dream or it actually happened in real life.
Oh, sometimes when they're like really when it was a really 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 long like time realistic. Ago, I have no idea if it was real or not.
Yeah. That's okay. Mm. Anyways,
so how does that have to do with content creator life?
Where we don't what sleep. Were we talking about?
Does it?
Oh, yeah, we were talking about we don't sleep.
We don't sleep.
Yeah, sleeping.
Man. You're so dumb. You're the
and
one
honestly, sleeping, maybe it was caused by content because when you get sleep paralysis. No, when you get sleep paralysis, you get stressed. And
yes,
you get,
yes, from stress so and not
be,
sleeping.
It could
yes.
be from it. If you think yes. about it. Yeah, you're next.
How do you,
yeah,
how
you're
how
next.
How do you
find he's going to be over there thinking about dances to do at the mall.
Wait,
and all of a sudden,
how do
he's
y'all,
be in
how
sleep
y'all
paralysis.
I'm stressed? Y'all don't know I'm stressed. What if I'm living it good?
I could tell.
How do you know I'm stressed?
By your eyes.
Really?
Mm-hmm. No, I can't. I'm just kidding.
Oh.
All right.
Yeah, I have a question.
Go for it.
What is the hardest thing about content creation?
Not sleeping.
Oh, getting stressed and then seeing demons. That's what it is, right? Yeah.
That's what I'm, yeah. No, honestly, traveling as of today.
Traveling?
Just because I woke up like at 4 a.m., flew all the way out here, haven't ate, and started drinking. Doing the podcast. So I think that's the point.
Jalen, what is the hardest thing? I know you always have a good answer for us. You're our...
What does that mean?
Our king.
You always have a great answer for us.
Oh, gosh. For me, the hardest thing about content creating is probably staying consistent. It's very tough to come up with ideas at times, in my opinion. So I think that's probably the hardest thing, just to stay consistent in coming up with ideas that are not only good to you, but like it's good to all your viewers as well.
You're right. And I have another one too. You know what mine is? When you get a viral video and then you got to post 5 more videos and you got to hide that video down, it goes down. Like you want that number up there, right?
Yeah.
Like let's say you get like 25 million, right, on a video. And then you got to post like 6 videos after that and the 25 million goes down. You know, under the page, you got to scroll down to see it. No? No.
So is that the hardest thing of being an influencer?
Yeah. No one agrees.
For me, it's the pressure, I think. It's just like the pressure of constantly coming up with new ideas. Kind of just like what you said, Jalen, kind of staying consistent and always making sure that your page is like fresh and you have like new ideas and things that actually people want to watch and like stick around to see. I feel like that's essentially the hardest thing about it for me.
For sure.
Yeah, I would have to agree with all you guys.
Wait, what'd you say, Les? What was it?
I'm going to say it all over again.
Dang, no, you weren't listening?
No, my bad. What was it?
Essentially the pressure. Just like constantly coming up with new, fresh ideas for people to stick around and just like stay and... You know, always be just interested.
What's your favorite thing about it?
About the pressure.
My favorite thing about it? I think my favorite thing about creating content is probably just like seeing the things that I do and just like feeling really happy. Like even if sometimes my most favorite projects, they won't even go viral, but they'll make me happy. And I feel like just like seeing, like after hard work, I mean like, you know, people say hard work, but after dedicating your time, you know, to doing like a specific little video or whatever, and it makes you happy. I think that's my favorite part. Just like being like, yeah, I made that and I like it.
For sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How about you guys? Hello?
Javier?
That's like we're interviewing. All
right, moving forward.
Wait. Favorite thing?
Yeah.
About being a content creator?
I mean, they pay us to do videos. I mean, at the end of the day, think about it. I mean, come on now. Like, yo, go back to your old self and tell yourself, yo, they're going to pay you to do videos. I know damn well you're going to be like, wait, what? No, of course. That's the best part. We get paid to do videos.
Yeah, but if you weren't getting paid.
We get paid.
To do dancing.
We get paid to do videos. That's it.
You would still be dancing.
Yeah.
No.
I think your favorite thing about it is you get paid to dance. That's because you love to dance. So if somebody was paying you to make beauty videos, you don't like beauty videos.
Right.
Whoa. They will pay me to do beauty videos because I was doing a beauty career. That's different. They wouldn't pay me to do a beauty career video.
So you just like the fact that you're getting paid. Okay. Moving forward.
What a hater.
For me, it's probably like, I don't know, just the people I meet, the friends I make, and just the life we live.
Is that your pizza?
You put it in here. Thanks.
Is that my pizza?
No, this is mine.
Oh, yeah. My pizza. Oh, you ordered one too?
Okay,
where's my pizza?
Keep going.
Mm-hmm. I think I already finished my pizza. But yeah, that's probably the...
Yum.
My favorite thing about it is all the places we get to go. And
wait, Jalen, you didn't answer.
My favorite thing about content creating is definitely the platform. Just having an area where I have an opportunity to change the world in a positive way. I think that's probably my favorite thing about it because I never thought I'd be in the position where I would be quote unquote an influencer to be able to influence other people and help them in the decisions they make in life. So I would definitely say the platform for sure.
Mm-hmm.
This man got the answers.
But you getting paid.
Damn.
No. But if you think about it, that's good too, you know?
All right. So since we're talking about being a creator, one of the hardest things I feel like as a creator is maybe always looking good every day for everybody.
100%, bro. You know what's crazy? This just happened to me last week. Have you guys ever had an acne breakout come out at the worst possible time?
Yes.
Because I know I have.
All the time.
And we've all had struggles with our skin. But that's why we're excited to partner with Apostrophe, the sponsor of this episode.
Yes.
Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed oral and topical medications that are clinically proven to help clear acne.
At Apostrophe, a board-certified dermatologist will create a personalized treatment plan that is perfectly tailored to your unique skin.
Simply fill out Apostrophe's online quiz about your skin goals and medical history. Then snap a few selfies and a board-certified dermatologist will create your customized treatment plan.
Apostrophe treats all types of acne, from hormonal acne to facial acne, and even chest knee, back knee, butt knee. They treat breakouts from head to toe. And honestly, some of my personal skin goals include like reducing dark spots.
Yeah.
Skin texture improvement. You know, like I need smooth skin in my life, you know?
Exactly. For sure. And
I feel that, bro.
Yeah.
I used to work in the medical field, and one of the awesome things about Apostrophe is knowing that their treatment plan is from a real dermatologist.
Certified,
and it came
huh?
with such a cute postcard as well. We have a special deal for our audience. Save $15 off your first visit with an Apostrophe provider at apostrophe.com/L2L when you use our code L2L. This code is only available to our listeners.
To get started, just go to apostrophe.com/L2L, click begin visit, then use our code L2L at sign up, and you'll get your first visit for only $5.
That's apostrophe.com/L2L. And use that code L2L to get your dermatologist crafted treatment plan for $5. And we thank Apostrophe for sponsoring the podcast.
Come on.
Thank you.
Thank you. So some fun stuff that we did last week.
Ooh.
In the past week.
We had a lot of fun.
I know. Damn.
Week.
Well, you had fun, Liz, right?
We had a lot of fun.
You had fun.
We had a lot of fun.
What'd you do?
We met Big Time Rush. What? That's not even real. Yes, we met Big Time Rush. It was so fun. They were so cool. They were actually so sweet. And mm-hmm. we had a great time.
The funny thing is, like, all of the comments and, like, my videos, I don't know about your videos, too, but they were all just like, why is everyone hanging out with Big Time? But the funny thing is, it was just us.
It was literally just us, yeah.
So,
but they don't even follow our house page. Yeah. What are y'all doing? What are you doing?
For real.
For real.
They're like, why is everybody meeting them but not me?
But yeah,
literally
we did
six
that.
Content creators.
They were nice. They were cool people.
They were so cool, yeah.
Oh, Seabass also did wakeboarding, right?
Eh?
Come on now. Tell them about it. Tell them. Don't be humble. Don't be shy. Come on. Go brag. You were killing it.
I mean, I just did wakeboarding. Wake, was it wave or wake?
Wake.
Wake. Like you're waking
wakeboarding.
Up.
Wakeboarding. And it was fun, yeah. The Come first time now. I failed. Seabass. But besides that, I got along and it was good. It was a good time.
Lit.
Great time.
How about the food trucks? The beach? The beach was so nice when we went.
Mm-hmm.
The weather was perfect. We played some football. We went to some food trucks after. What was you guys' favorite thing that you got at the food trucks?
Oh, yeah. Jalen, you know.
Bruh, them fried Oreos.
The fried Oreos.
Yeah, they were
so good.
Yeah, we can all agree on that.
Fried Chicken Oreos. Strips, for sure.
I don't know about that. But the fried Oreos,
you
for
had
sure.
That too.
I don't know about that.
Did you have
that? I don't know about that one. But the fried Oreos are great. But you can only eat like one of those, though.
They were so good. Yeah, because they were huge.
Yeah.
Felt like a heart attack after you ate
so
it.
Much. And Jalen ate twice. You ate two.
I ate like three, bro.
Oh, no. How are you here right now?
Oh, no.
I ate about two. They were so
really?
Yum.
I didn't have any of them.
They were so yum.
Damn.
I'm on my workout grind. Can't have that.
Come on.
Fried Oreos and Slutty Brownies. Those are my favorite.
What brownies?
Slutty Brownies?
What brownie?
You guys have never heard of Slutty Brownies?
Slutty Brownies.
Have you guys heard of Better Than Sex Cake?
Oh, I've heard of Better Than Sex Mascara, not cake. What is that? You guys haven't heard of Slutty Brownies, actually?
No.
They're like brownies with Oreos inside.
But why are they slutty?
And because it has slutty. Oreos, well, it has fudge, it has extra stuff.
That makes it slutty.
Yes.
Is that,
yes,
is that GoPuff pizza? Is it good?
Yeah.
You ordered
yes,
that, Jalen?
Yes, I would like one.
Mm-hmm.
You want one? Answered. Nah, I'm good. I think we got pizza too. I like more pizza.
Does anybody else want?
This is the more pizza.
Nobody else wants? No?
Oh.
You want one?
I'll get some after.
Okay.
Leave me a slice.
All right, well,
now it's
what's coming
ASMR.
Up this week?
Are you excited for Seb? I know you're excited. F1?
For this
for
week.
Seb?
I know you're excited for Seb. For F1.
I thought you asked Jalen. I know you're excited for Seb.
We're F1? All excited for Seb.
Yeah, I'm excited for Seb.
Mm-hmm. We're excited.
Yeah, I mean, this is the first time it's in Miami, so it's kind of a big deal.
That's Formula One, right?
I honestly don't know too much about it, but
Formula One. That's those cool like race cars.
Oh, yeah, I know it's a race.
Like, no, but the race cars are cool looking.
Hmm. They look like cool. The fastest cars, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah, those things are crazy.
I honestly don't know much about it. Ricky Bobby, shake and bake, baby. That's all I know.
Neither do I, but I'm excited.
Talladega Nights, y'all know what that is? Mm-mm. Are you kidding me? Do you know what Talladega Nights is? You both of you over there.
I'm looking like, I know what it is.
Y'all don't know what it is?
Yeah, I know what it is.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
What is it?
Ricky Bobby, shake and bake.
Nah, look, y'all don't know what Talladega Nights is, bro.
I know what the movie is. I just never seen the movie.
What's it about?
Formula One.
No. Oh my gosh, no. Yeah, you've definitely never seen it.
Race cars. No, but I've seen that. I know the name. Like, I've heard of it.
Are we going? Are we going this weekend?
I believe so.
Or are we going to go to like the we events and stuff? Huh?
We have tickets.
Really? Do we?
We have tickets?
No.
Liz is getting us tickets, guys. Don't worry.
What? Liz is the new manager here.
Damn, I thought we had tickets.
Well, Liz is going to treat all of us with tickets.
Yeah, Liz got us all tickets. You already gave it away.
Thank you, Liz. Maybe that was a surprise.
Damn, I'm so mad.
We also have Kentucky Derby. Are you guys fans of it?
Mm-mm. I love how they dress.
Never mind.
Speaking of dress, Met Gala.
Oh, yes.
Yo,
what fire fits did we see?
Blake Lively. Blake Lively was my favorite look.
Really?
I think that was
the hell was Russell Westbrook wearing?
Well, what the hell was everybody wearing? That's my question.
Wait, Seb, what would you wear to the Met Gala?
What would I wear?
Yeah. I know. Damn, well, that would be interesting.
Probably Marilyn Monroe's dress.
$5 million dress.
I'll probably wear that. Honestly, I would rep it.
He doesn't have to dye his hair. His hair's already blonde, so it's like perfect.
How's that thing still blonde?
So. Honestly, I don't know.
It doesn't just go away.
It's like a new blonde now. Like, it's always a new blonde. Like, it's darker.
Did you think when you dye hair, it just goes away?
Yeah, because it's getting blacker on the back of his head.
Well, it's because it's growing in.
Oh.
My natural hair.
Javier's kidding me, bro.
Oh my goodness. Okay, Javier, what would you wear to Met Gala?
I'll be eccentric. I'm not gonna lie. I'll probably do what Seb did. I'll probably wear a dress too. I'll probably pull up.
I would love to see that.
I'll probably pull up with Sebastian too.
Damn, that'll be fire.
Come on, now the combo.
So what was your favorite like fit of the Met Gala? Female or male?
Probably Gunna.
Yo, Gunna.
Gunna was wearing a fire fit.
Yeah, like a dog, right?
Yeah, Gunna and Don't get me wrong, Odell was wearing some OC stuff too, but I love Odell Beckham. So what he had on too was also fire. He looked like Robin Hood, but that's all right. I think I liked it. I liked it. Liz? Oh, you already said.
I already said mine.
Yeah.
Javi?
Nah, I didn't watch it. But I think I saw one that came out. I think Bad Bunny was wearing some extravagant stuff, huh? Mm. I think he was wearing like a weird, like, I don't know what it was, but he looked like a prince and a princess at the same time.
Hmm.
But it was pretty cool, though, because he pulled it off.
Describe. Go into detail.
No, like, he had, like, I don't know what it was, but it was, like, a dress type of thing, right? Come on, Seth, back me up. Mm-hmm. So I look like I know what I'm talking about. And he had, like, wide shoulders.
Yeah, like a hat.
And, like, a hat, yeah.
Nah, he looked like a box.
Yeah.
Like a box. He did.
And he was walking, like, if he was wearing the craziest
like
stuff.
Like a robot.
I think if you have the confidence, you can pull off anything. Right, Sebastian?
Right.
Exactly.
Right. Sick. Cool.
All right.
Ain't no way. Yo.
All right. So Met Gala was pretty big. That's pretty a big event.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of big events, festival season after a 2-year hiatus due to COVID is back. Mm-hmm. What are you guys excited about for festivals?
EDC.
Oh yeah.
EDC.
There's all these good festivals with all these good artists.
Like what?
Like EDC, Las Vegas.
Okay,
we're pulling up. What else we got? Govball. We got Lollapalooza.
Bonnaroo.
We got Bonnarooski. What else?
Well, those are like 4 really big ones.
Those are the ones we're attending, right?
Yeah,
for sure, for sure.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. That'll be fun.
And the artists are good.
What do you guys? like during that 2 year, you know, COVID span, what do you guys think you missed the most?
The movies.
Missed?
I could definitely see that 100%. There was nothing like before COVID, there was nothing like it being a Thursday night and knowing you were going to go see a Marvel premiere movie.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, I missed that so much when COVID hit. There was no Marvel movies coming out. And like, I'm a huge Marvel fan, but just movies in general, no movies were coming out because of COVID. It was so depressing. Mm-hmm. I agree. Mm-hmm. I'm with you. What about you guys?
Something that would like, we needed and we couldn't do.
You missed.
Yeah. What'd you miss during COVID? Like, think about when you were first on lockdown. Were you like, dang, I missed doing that?
I'm going to the mall. At least for me. I'm not going to lie. I couldn't do content.
That is true. Well, so what did you do? Like, because, you know, you just like, you just dance.
No, fun fact. Not so like, you just dance, but what no, do you No, fun fact. So right before COVID hit and everything shut down, I was actually going viral on the escalator screaming my life away, like in front of people. And I was like doing pranks and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it was growing and bigger and bigger. And then they shut it down. And that's why I wanted to go to the mall, because it was like content.
That makes sense. Mm.
Yeah, yeah. They ruined my little trend. I'm not gonna lie.
So what did you do during the COVID? Like, what kind of content did you make?
Well, I made content in the house. It's the only way I can do, no? Hmm.
Improvise.
Yeah, we had to improvise at that point. What else?
I would say the movies too, for me.
Yeah. Movies were huge, bro. Mm-hmm. And it, ever since, it just hasn't been the same either.
Oh, you know what's a bad one?
HBO releases like all movies on their
sports teams too. Sports yeah. and all that stuff. Like seeing the stadiums sure. like full. What's, you know?
I was actually at the movies last night. I wanted to go see a movie.
What'd you see? Everywhere, Anywhere. Batman?
Nah, I forgot. I actually forgot what movie I watched. But it was so
it
good.
It must not have been good if you don't remember the name.
It was so good. It was so good. Best movie. Just
ever?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm being for real.
What was it?
I thought it was like Shooter or something.
Can we get a fact check on movies that are out right now, please?
It's not many good ones.
I'm trying to think. I just feel like it's so like hard to like remember what you watched.
No, it's so not, Seth.
For me, it is.
If it was the best movie ever, I don't think you're going to forget that.
Not true. Maybe it was so good you forgot the name. Because you were so into watching the movie.
Mesmerized.
You don't remember the name.
Anyways.
But anyways, yeah, go check out that movie. You know that one. That one movie. That was good.
Speaking about movies, what's you guys' favorite movies and TV shows to binge watch? What's you guys' like comfort TV show and movie?
The Office.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah, I like cartel movies.
Okay.
Cartel, like Narcos?
Yeah,
that's my that is a good movie. Okay. I mean, that's a good show. Yeah,
I love those type of movies and series.
Yeah. I think my comfort movies, Do Not Roast Me. Definitely Twilight series, Harry Potter series, Hunger Games, and Coraline. Like anything.
Yeah, you're naming bangers. Keep going.
Anything Tim Burton. Yeah.
Absolute bangers.
Yeah, Caroline.
Coraline is straight up.
I don't know what that is.
That was my favorite movie when I was little.
That damn Twilight.
That scarred me for life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That damn Twilight.
You just named bangers.
Oh, Maze Runner series, obviously. Yeah, all the Divergent series. That entire genre of movies, like when they were coming out, they just hit every single time. They never missed. So definitely those. And for TV shows, Friends, How I Met Your Mother.
Friends is good. I love Friends.
Yeah.
I was actually watching Friends on the way here.
I love Friends.
On the flight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Jalen?
I literally will go to Disney Plus and turn on any Marvel movie for movies. Literally. What? That's my binge movie series. I'll turn on anything Marvel. Mm. TV shows. Best TV show of all time is New Girl. Can't argue with me.
I forgot to say New Girl. New Girl is also another one of mine.
Never seen it.
You've never seen New Girl? You would like
you
it.
You like it's, Office? You'll love
yeah,
New
you'll
Girl.
Yeah, you'll love Netflix? It.
Netflix? Yeah.
It's on Netflix, yeah. I think they might take it
season
off, actually.
Season one though. Is very slow, but after season one, I'm telling you, funniest
Who was your favorite character?
Ever.
Mine was... Like, damn.
I'm definitely Schmidt.
I was going to say it's between Winston and Schmidt.
Wait,
but Winston, towards the end, is so funny. You know he has his own show now?
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Yeah. So, I'd say New Girl, and then any Marvel movie. Javier, did you answer? What did you say?
Yeah, Better Call Saul. Now we got to start naming the good ones. Better Call Saul. Come on, no one even No one even answered that. No one said that. Ozark, Breaking Bad, back in the, you know. What about, what else? Narcos. I got, don't worry about it. I got y'all with the this series. Mm-hmm. We have to wait for all the, you know, all the other series to be told. You know?
I don't want those.
Sebastian, what about you?
I already answered. You're just not paying attention. Nah, mine was The Office. First show.
Oh, The Office. Yeah. I remember you said that.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever watch Arcane? Mm-mm. On Netflix? That was such a good show. You've never played League of Legends?
I have. I've never played. I've watched people play.
It's such a good show. I thought you guys had watched.
Liz, so you're a gamer. What are you be playing?
Huh, I didn't know this. No, I'm not. I mean, I used to play all the time when I was definitely younger, but. Oh. As I've grown, I don't really have time to game anymore. But I used to play MW2 all the time.
So we're doing game night after this podcast, and we're asking in the group chat, you know, what does everyone want to play? And for all my gamers out there, Liz goes, "Let's play Modern Warfare 2 free for all on Rust." She didn't say on Rust.
That's not on Rust, of course. Yeah, but, I was gonna say,
but she said that. I'm like, oh yeah, let's go. Like,
I used to after middle school every single day. I used to go home and join the Xbox Live party with all of my friends and just play all the time.
I'm like really good at Call of Duty.
That's lit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's one of my like hidden talents. Is I'm very good at shooters. First person shooters.
Overwatch?
Mm-hmm.
Worm. Counter-Strike?
I didn't play Counter-Strike.
Okay. At least that's what I used to play all the time. How about you guys? What's your guys' favorite video game?
Grand Theft Auto?
Fortnite, actually.
Fortnite?
I'm here, bro. Fortnite. Your answer's killing me.
Grand Theft Auto? How is that a bad answer? That's a good one.
Honestly?
You know, you can actually... You can put the person to the test on Grand Theft Auto to see how... psychotic you really are. Why? Because in Grand Theft Auto you can do anything, right? You can run over everything, you can shoot up everything. Obviously we're like, obviously, so you're, this is a game, psycho?
this man no, be in there,
no, doing everything. No. This is just a game, just like Call of Duty. You gotta shoot up everything too, you know. You got a first person shooter, but it's about how many stars you can get, you know. What are you gonna do, you know? If we actually wanted to play a game night and we all play Grand Theft Auto, that would be fire. You know why?
That's what I'm saying.
It tells us a lot about each one of us. Jalen, Liz, Sebastian, what are we doing?
We should play Smash Bros, bro.
Oh. Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes.
That would be so fun. Yes.
We need to get that. We need to make that happen ASAP.
We should so play Smash Bros.
I'm over here hulking out over Smash. Yes.
Yep.
I want to play.
So yes. We can play Grand Theft Auto too after.
I'd be down to play anything, to be honest. Bro. I just like.
Have you ever played Grand Theft Auto?
Yes, I have. Yes. I play roleplay.
Yeah. Of course I have, yeah.
You ever seen roleplay on Grand Theft Auto?
Roleplay?
Yeah, it's like literally real life. Roblox? On GTA.
Really?
Yes.
I have the San Andreas one on my phone. I like paid for it because I was bored and I was like, let me.
No one plays Fortnite.
I
played Fortnite when it was like popular.
Seb, we need to play still.
I'm not gonna lie.
Bro, I'll play right now.
We gotta get a PS5 here or something.
I'll show you.
I got my PC.
You play on PC though?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, never mind. Forget that.
Bro, I play with controller though.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry.
You gotta play.
Yeah.
What's your guys' favorite video game of all time, Jalen?
Modern Warfare 2.
Mine is Kingdom Hearts.
That's a good game.
You know about Kingdom Hearts? No way.
I'm a game head.
Okay. Yeah.
Actually, I'm changing mine.
Mine's either Battlefield or Halo.
The OG Battlefield?
I love Halo.
OG Battlefield was really good. The ones they've been making are so bad.
Or Lego Star Wars.
Which Halo?
All of them.
All of them?
Yeah. All of them.
I gotta change mine to Rocket League.
I knew it. I thought you were gonna say Rocket League.
Is that rolling to. Ball?
That game is so it's
soccer,
fun to play.
Soccer with cars.
Yeah. It's so fun to play.
When you get good at that game, I promise you it's like the most fun thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very hard to get good at.
So it's very Mother's hard. Day soon. Do you guys have any plans for Mommy's Day?
Unfortunately not. My mom is back in Iowa.
No.
Same.
Yeah.
Not in Iowa, though.
Damn.
I'm going to buy my mom something.
Yeah, I got her like a cool little thing from Bath & Body Works.
I'm going to go puff her a pizza. With some flowers. I'm going to get her some flowers and stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, can we do that rapid fire thing real quick?
Y'all ready?
Yeah, I didn't do it last time. I didn't do it last time.
Okay, so here's how we do it, okay? We go in order. So I will say, Jack, can you open the gate? Just for example, we know the first question is first concert you ever attended. And then I will answer my own question. Then Liz, you answer. Seb, you answer. Javier, you answer. After we finish the first question, then Liz asks the second question. She answers her own question. And then we just go down the line. Okay? Mm-hmm. Make sense? Are we ready?
Yep.
Wait, I'm going to wait for Liz to finish.
Yes. Okay. All
right, here we go. First question.
Wait, are we ready?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, wait. All yeah, right. Go.
All right.
First concert you ever attended? Mine was Travis Scott.
Justin Bieber Believe Tour.
Travis Scott.
It was a Thriller event. It was an event that had Lil Wayne and all these people.
Okay.
Actually, no, a skit. No, I think mine was actually Lil Pump. Anyways.
Okay. Favorite pizza topping? Mushrooms.
Pizza. I mean, cheese.
More mozzarella cheese. More mozzarella. Put it on top of
Italian sausage.
Okay. Next.
Seb.
If you learn another language.
No. Number three.
Favorite trend.
Like TikTok trend?
Any trend, bro.
What trend? Like a TikTok trend?
Like the first one that comes to mind.
I don't know. A dance. Dance from TikTok.
Billie Jean.
Favorite trend. Wearing Jordans.
Harlem Shake. You guys remember that?
Yes.
Oh, no, my God.
That was such a great time
to
be alive.
If you could learn another language, what would it be? Portuguese.
Is Greece...
Am I drinking your wine? Is this your wine?
Is this Greece your a why? Language? Is Greek?
Oh, my God. What's, I was like, what's Greek, not Weissclaw?
What do Greek people speak? Greek? All right, Greek.
Mandarin.
Oh, that was hard.
Chinese.
All right, relationships versus being single. Relationships, shout out to my baby.
No, oh, that's a hard one for me.
Relationships, shout out to my future baby. Shout out to my ex, too.
Bye. Being single.
Okay.
Definitely relationships.
Okay.
Summer versus winter.
Oh, easy. Winter, easy.
Where am I living during this time that all matters? Winter. No summer.
Winter.
All right, Seb, where you at?
What would be your superpower? Probably being able to fly.
Being able to grow money out of my hands.
Dude. This man and money, bro. Damn.
Dude.
Right hand, like this.
Telekinesis.
Damn, you stole mine. I was going to say the same thing, yeah. Telekinesis.
Bet. Javier?
I said growing. Oh, my bad. Favorite holiday? Christmas. No. I think Halloween might be
it. Yeah, I was gonna say the same.
Christmas
and Halloween. They're both tied. I can't pick one. Next one.
They're tied together.
Last song you listened to this week? I just listened to "Wait for You" by Maverick City before this podcast.
Take Care by Drake and featuring Rihanna.
As It Was by Harry Styles. It was a good song. I had to.
Damn. Just trap. Anything trap, honestly. I've been listening to
Pick
trap.
A song, bro.
Rumors.
There you go.
Lil Durk. I'm up.
No, Seb.
Seb.
Slep Crush, Kendall Jenner.
No one.
Oh, shit. Just say it yourself.
Ashley Beisinger.
Myself, yeah, thank you. You know me.
Chris Pine, I guess. In Princess Diaries. Chris Pine, sure. I'll say that one.
That was cool.
Wait, who's home?
Who's that's my mommy.
Oh.
Yes.
Alright, well, there's 10 rapid fire questions. Before we finish, what did everyone think of the wine? Not everyone tried the wine.
It was great.
You gotta try the red. Try the red. I got you. Here.
It was great.
Try the red. Seb, I want you to try the red before we're done, bro.
Let's try some.
That was good.
Okay, whatever you say. All right. Well, what are you guys excited about before the next podcast? and next week for the podcast. What are you guys excited about?
How much we're going to grow as a house. Facts. It's crazy. We're about to go viral. Mark my words. We will go viral. One video will pop off. And you know what happens when we pop off?
We pop off.
We popped off. And you know what happens when we pop off? Seb?
We pop off.
We popped off. Liz, what happens when we pop off?
We pop off.
Come on. Mark my words.
All right, guys. Well, that's it for episode 3 of the Last to Leave podcast. Make sure you guys tune in next Tuesday where we'll tell you all about Formula One and everything that happened this weekend. And again, a huge shout out and thank you to Apostrophe.
And as a reminder, don't forget to use L2L at sign up to save $15 off your first visit.